This episode of The Drunken Odyssey is brought to you by Scribophile, an online community with thousands of serious writers working in every conceivable genre. If you're eager to improve your own work and network with others, Scribophile is for you. Scribophile has educational tutorials, exciting forums, and most importantly, the ability to exchange in-depth critiques with other writers, using a karma system that keeps the exchange fair and equal. What is most exciting to me is that Scribophile allows writers to critique novel chapters, which is not something a writer can be guaranteed to experience in an MFA program. A basic account is free and grants you all the features, but upgrading to a premium account allows you to gain access to posting numerous works at once, requires no additional karma points to enter contests and other special features for only $9 a month or $65 a year. That's a lot less than a Netflix subscription. Listeners of The Drunken Odyssey will receive a 20% discount on top of those already low rates. Check out this week's show notes for details.
Welcome to The Drunken Odyssey with John King, a podcast about the writing life.
Tell us, oh muse, about a man whose mind and career has careened far and wide and upside down, whose computers are seared with crimes against grammar, whose typographical aggressions are legion, whose words flow into the very mouth of time, and more than a few bottles. A man who actually owns a typewriter, and perhaps even a soul.
And now, your host, John King.
Welcome, my friends, to episode 425 of the World's Greatest Writing Podcast. On today's episode, music. My apologies to longtime listeners who've maybe heard a pre-mixtape spiel before. In some strange way, The Drunken Odyssey works like a mixtape, and I've been making mixtapes since the 1980s. Now, one of the inspirations for some of my mixtapes over the years have been travels that were planned, mixtapes I could send to friends with whom I was about to frolic. And so I'm going to share a semi-ironic mixtape from, oh dear, when was this? 2005. Wow. So a friend of mine and I were going to go to Walt Disney World, and the sort of sense that I was an avant-garde artist who really adored Walt Disney Place left me thinking in ways that maybe were too ironical for my own good, but what you're going to hear is some hardcore schmaltz with some very strange and yet familiar music. One odd thing about releasing it now is, of course, we can't travel right now. That's one. Two, sometimes friends ask me for my advice about traveling to Walt Disney Place. And yes, the Drunken Odyssey is located in the Lesser Orlando area, not far from Walt Disney Place. And I always recommend not going ever during the summer. It's miserable. It's inhuman. But I believe this was a spring trip in 2005 that this was a mixtape for originally, and maybe you can consider this mixtape to be something like a writing prompt. There are some instrumentals in here, I think. Anyway, when I ask you listeners if you like the mixtapes or don't like the mixtapes, it seems like you like the mixtapes, which means either the mixtapes are closer to being writing related than I thought, or maybe, just maybe, I should just throw out the writing on this podcast and just focus on mixtapes. Email me at thedrunkenodyssey@gmail.com to let me know if I should maybe take a giant left turn.
Thank you. Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. We are circling the Disney-created Seven Seas Lagoon. Rising from the Magic Kingdom, on the opposite shore is Cinderella Castle. You can also see Disney's Mountain Range, Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain in Frontierland, and Space Mountain in Tomorrowland. To the right-hand side on the shores of Bay Lake is Disney's Wilderness Lodge, which captures the spirit of the National Park Service lodges built in the West during the early part of this century. Also on Bay Lake, you can enjoy a natural setting at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. More outdoor recreation can be found at River Country, Disney's version of the old-fashioned swimming hole. Discovery Island, an 11-acre zoological park, is located in the center of Bay Lake. Launches to Discovery Island depart from Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, the Magic Kingdom, and Disney's Contemporary Resort. We are entering Disney's Contemporary Resort, where on the Grand Canyon Concourse you can start your day with Chef Mickey's character breakfast. For a panoramic view of Walt Disney World, the California Grill, located on the 15th floor, offers an exquisite array of fine dining experiences, with each meal prepared on stage as a specialty of the house. While your group is together, now is a great time to pick a place to meet if you become separated in the park. Should you become separated, stop by City Hall on Main Street, USA for assistance. Guest relations at City Hall can also help you plan your day, make dining arrangements, or provide a special guided tour of the Magic Kingdom. In front of the Magic Kingdom is Disney's Walk Around the World, a pathway that will eventually stretch more than 3.5 miles around the Seven Seas Lagoon. Each stone in the pathway commemorates the name and year of an individual guest visit or an entire family vacation at Walt Disney World. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching our station at the entrance to Main Street, USA, gateway to the 7 themed lands of the Magic Kingdom. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Magic Kingdom Monorail Station. On behalf of the cast of the Walt Disney World Resort, we'd like to welcome you to the Magic Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings and watch your head and step. Please assist small children by the hand. Once again, we hope you enjoy the Magic Kingdom. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
My hand on the stair. No one was around. You said we could be lovers. I just had to say the word. Only the afternoons were ours. The nights were full, just full of silent love. couldn't touch, we couldn't kiss. We were promised to another. Now we are together. Just kiss me. And kiss me forever. Hold me and light up my eyes. Kiss me. Just kiss me. Light up my eyes. Make my eyes smile. Whisper words of love. Words of love and life. The life we have together. I love you. I love you. I love you. The skin in your touch.
Welcomes you to Spaceship Earth and invites you to explore the story of communications. And now, your host, Walter Cronkite.
For eons, our planet has drifted as a spaceship through the universe. And for a brief moment, we have been its passengers. Yet in that time, we've made tremendous progress in our ability to record and share knowledge. So let's journey back 40,000 years to the dawn of recorded history. We'll trace the path of communications from its earliest beginnings to the promise of the future.
Always do it. troops will get it south of Gary, 2 miles east of Interstate 65 on Highway US 30.
We'll be right back. Inspire. tomorrow's child, seeing that knowledge keeps growing.
Tomorrow's child,
searching through time, longing to find answers to guide us and dreams to unite us, reaching.
the consequence of the one that's just been through, as I felt to be the unavoidable consequence of you. As I made a couple of things up and took it all, and just say nothing, will it be nothing? But I guess I'm gonna sell my mind, and in the end it's come to nothing, will it be nothing? So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I have for you. And you will have lost the whole show when you pass the passage up. You will find yourself with no shot, better play the note you want. Thank you.
Unprecedented choice and opportunity. So let us explore and question and understand. Let us learn from our past and meet the challenges of the future. Let us go forth and fulfill our destiny on Spaceship Earth.
Robbins, you weren't ever leave us, will you?
Do you have a handkerchief under your pillow?
Mm. Will you stay if we promise to be good?
Oh, that's a pie crust promise. Easily made, easily broken.
Whatever would we do without you?
I shall stay until the wind changes.
But Mary Poppins, how long will that be?
Silence, please. It's time to go to sleep.
Oh, we couldn't possibly go to sleep. So many lovely things happened today.
Did they?
Yes, when we jumped into Bert's chalk picture.
And we rode the merry-go-round and all the horses jumped off and...
And we all went riding over the countryside.
Tally-ho!
Yikes!
Really?
Mary Poppins, don't you remember? You won the horse race.
A respectable person like me in a horse race? How dare you suggest such a thing?
But I saw you do it.
Now, not another word or I shall have to summon a policeman. Is that clear?
As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you. We will be traveling to the Transportation and Ticket Center. If you are traveling to Disney's Contemporary, Polynesian, or Grand Floridian resorts, please exit this monorail. The monorail on the opposite side of this station services our resort hotels. For assistance, please ask a monorail host or hostess. If you are standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. The monorail will depart momentarily for the Transportation and Ticket Center. Thank you. Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail to the Transportation and Ticket Center. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed the Magic Kingdom. Within the 47 square miles of the Walt Disney World Resort, you'll discover much more entertainment and recreation for all ages. Each themed Disney resort features daytime and nighttime activities. For a wide variety of shopping, dining, and nighttime entertainment, visit Disney's Boardwalk or Downtown Disney, which includes the Marketplace, Pleasure Island, and the West Side. We also invite you to experience River Country, Typhoon Lagoon, and Blizzard Beach, our themed water parks. Coming up on the Lagoon Side is Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. This picturesque Victorian-themed resort provides a taste of turn-of-the-century Florida with the modern conveniences of a full-service spa and health club. You can enjoy breakfast or dinner with the Disney characters at 1900 Park Fair or dine on the shores of Seven Seas Lagoon at Narcoossee's. Citrico's in the main building specializes in a mix of market-fresh Floridian and Mediterranean meals that change with the season. Each night here on the Seven Seas Lagoon, we present our Electrical Water Pageant. This shimmering musical parade features King Neptune and other creatures of the deep. Located between Disney's Grand Floridian and Polynesian resorts is Disney's Wedding Pavilion. Couples may exchange vows in a fairy tale setting, complete with the picturesque backdrop of Cinderella Castle. Experience a South Seas Island adventure at Disney's Polynesian Resort. Inside the Great Ceremonial House, you can enjoy breakfast with Minnie Mouse or a unique dining experience at Ohana. Other evening entertainment includes the Polynesian Luau Dinner Show and the Neverland Club, a supervised dinner buffet for children. Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching the Transportation and Ticket Center. This includes all sections of the Magic Kingdom car and bus parking lot. If you are traveling to Epcot, please exit here and board the monorail at the connecting monorail station. Separate bus transportation is provided to Disney's Animal Kingdom, the Disney MGM Studios, Typhoon Lagoon, and Downtown Disney, which includes the Marketplace, Pleasure Island, and the West Side. Buses also travel to Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground and Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Should you need additional assistance, a host or hostess will be happy to help you. This monorail will be returning to the Magic Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit to the Walt Disney World Resort, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. This is the Transportation and Ticket Center. Thank you for traveling with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings and watch your head and step as you exit. Please assist small children by the hand. Thank you.
Now that the hour hand is landed at the end, now that it's real, now that the dreams have given all they had to lend, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe try another time? And do I really have a hand in my forgetting? Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way, now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe finally spit the rhyme? And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. Now that it's now, now that the candle's falling smaller in my mind, now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe fall another sigh? And do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around. Now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sound, I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper in the sigh, now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. But do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I be leaving in the fairest of the seasons.
That's the show for this week. I would like to thank Jason Roeder, and Scribophile. All right, gang, until next week, put your ass in the chair, keep attacking those keys, and don't swallow the worm.
Dear listeners, this is your friend, Chris Booth. If you have enjoyed this program, which comes to you absolutely free, and are wondering what you might do to support this show, please, please, please write a review of the podcast on iTunes, comment on the website, and most of all, tell your friends. If you buy books online, please click on the Powell's link on the left-hand side of the website. Doing so will grant this show a small commission on anything you purchase, at no expense at all to you, and help support both a wonderful podcast and a wonderful brick-and-mortar independent bookstore in Portland, Oregon. If you must use the services of the metastasizing mega-corporate empire Amazon.com, then there is a similar link to Amazon further down the page on the left-hand side. You fiends. Thank you for listening. I will now resume drinking. Ever yours, Christopher.
A while back, John King endowed the Museum of Schlock and tasked me, Jeff Schuster, with curating the bugger. Each week I curate one more entry into this proud genre of film. I think. Truth is, I'm really not sure what schlock is, but my writing about it is sublime. Read it every Friday at thedrunkenodyssey.com.
Thank you for listening to The Drunken Odyssey with John King, a podcast about the writing life. This is your announcer, Lauren Butler.